Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is an ordained minister and a certified financial planner. He's got letters on both sides of his name, which makes him a pretty important guy around here. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now half a millennial, and he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, John, we're going to talk about Social Security, and there's something, folks, that's actually recently been taken away from you that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But before we do that, you're advising individuals and couples on their financial planning, right? Their financial future.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying to young people when they talk about Social Security? Because the young people I know completely disregard Social Security being part of their future.
Yes.
What do you tell them?
I tell them it's part of their present since they're paying for it. And my feeling is it's never going to go away entirely. It's going to have to be greatly modified.
It's going to have to morph, isn't it?
The numbers just don't work. When it was created, there were 13 people working to pay for every retired person's benefit. Now there are about 2.3 people working to pay for every retired person's benefit, and that's just not sustainable. Now they can do all sorts of tweaks to make it look a little bit better and last a little bit longer. They keep raising the retirement age. They keep raising the wage base, which is the amount of your income that you pay Social Security tax on. They do other things along those lines, and they'll tweak it and keep it going. But in the long run, it's not likely to look like it looks now, just because it's too expensive now. The government.
If your grandfather retired and started drawing at 70 and drew over $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 25 or 30,
mm-hmm.
and you're probably not going to draw $3,000 when you turn to 70.
No,
I mean isn't that pretty? I mean, at least not from the same source,
right?
As your grandfather's drawing right now.
Exactly.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption, don't you?
I do.
Now it's possible that the darn thing could get changed to the point where you could draw more than that. If we put it on some kind of an actuarial footing,
right. But I don't see the political class as having the will to do the math for the American people,
mm-hmm.
and explain, actuarially, this is what this looks like, and this is why we need to make.
Well, that's because most of the political class are in that are over 50, right? They're okay.
Yeah.
But the more the government becomes represented by people who are in the category, the second category we just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say, okay, we have to fix this for us.
Right.
You know, the old story about politicians saying, we have to fix this for our kids. Well, those people are going to say, we got to fix this for us. We are the kids.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So what I worry about for that group is for really everyone, but especially for that group, John, is the fact that the Congress has literally stolen $3-4 trillion in trust fund money from Social Security and spent it. Gone on a wild weekend bender and blew all the money on in a crap game and just put an IOU back in the box.
This is true. But you know what?
Where's that money? When we need that trust fund money, which we probably do real soon,
mm-hmm.
where's that money going to come from? We can't go back and earn it again and put it back in.
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, technically, there's all sorts of levers that requires the government to transfer money in there to cover these, the old cliché.
But where's that going to come from?
So far, the plan is borrow more.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as people are willing to lend to the U.S. government, you know, then that's their plan.
If people would slow down a little bit from Facebook and Instagram and look around and see that our government is stealing from us to wave money in front of us to get us to vote for them.
Yes.
They're waving our own money in front of us as if it was some kind of new candy that had just been found from, you know, found candy, found drugs, right? They're waving it in front of us, but it's our money.
Yep. And it gets worse, really, because the changes that they've made recently, what really upsets me about them is not even so much the substance of the change, which I think is bad.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was done, you know, late at night in the dark without publicity.
And that's what you're going to talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
It's called the file and suspend provision, ladies and gentlemen. John's going to explain to us after these messages. John Harris and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.